protect your family. You can hear this program again for free on TUC Radio's website, tucradio.org. Look at the newest programs or the podcast page. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening.
And I'd like to remind you that you're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 on your FM dial, streaming live at weft.org. Time of Useful Consciousness airs every Thursday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show, which is coming up next. And as I mentioned, today's See You at the Show is a pre-recorded show that Eric put together because he's unable to be in studio tonight. After See You at the Show, stay with us for Surferbilly Freakout at 6, Freeform Music at 7, Roots Rock Reggae at 8, and Get In Your Jammies at 10. And now we'll get to this week's edition, as I mentioned, pre-recorded of See You at the Show. Thanks so much for listening to WEFT Champaign.
This is LaDonna Wilson stepping in for Eric Schacht this week for See You at the Show. We have three high schools who are opening shows the week of November 6th. And that would be Urbana High School, Central High School, and Centennial High School. So today we're going to talk with some of the people from Central's production of The Addams Family. And right now I'm sitting with Maddie Henson, so thank you for joining me.
Of course.
And we're talking a little bit about what it's like to be in a show at Central, about being double cast, and the fact that we are going to be evaluated for state. So first of all, I know that this is not the role that you initially thought you would be. So could you talk about what that was like who you auditioned for and how you feel about being cast right now as Morticia?
Yes, of course. So I originally tried out for the role of Alice Beinecke, which is not the mother of the original Addams Family. There's another family that comes into the show. And she's a very bright character who has kind of a wacky moment. And I feel like I oftentimes play brighter characters. So I felt like I should be auditioning for her, I guess. And I actually ended up getting the role of Morticia. And I have never played a dark role before. And I'm extremely excited for this opportunity because it's very different for me and gives me a chance to explore things as an actress.
So are you thinking about going into college in musical theater?
Yes, I am. I have an audition that's coming up about 2 weeks after the Addams Family performance, and I have a lot more auditions that will be coming up after that, and I'm really excited. I think that it will be a great opportunity, and I'm really hopeful for what the future might have in store.
So one of the things we've talked about with Addams Family is having it adjudicated for the Illinois High School Theater Festival. We haven't been eligible for 5 years because I was part of the, you know, process and part of the committee. So I know you've went to the shows before, so how would you feel about being evaluated?
I am so excited for even the chance to be evaluated for state because I've always wanted to go. I think that it's such an amazing community of people that go and watch the shows. Everyone's so supportive, and it's such a professional experience that you get to have during high school, which could be great on a college resume.
One thing you can also do there is audition for colleges at the festival. Is that something you're thinking about doing?
Actually, yes. I have, two colleges that I'm planning on auditioning for while I'm at the festival.
One thing that we do at Central High School is we often double cast shows. And you are double cast as Morticia with Rachel Gillette, who is a sophomore. Tell me what it's like to be double cast, maybe your past experience or a current experience.
Whenever I was a sophomore, I was double casted with a senior, and it was such an amazing opportunity for me to see how she had made different choices than me, and you really get a chance to balance your energy off of each other, and you learn from each other, and it's really nice to be able to be a senior and to kind of, even though I'm playing a mother, be a mother type figure to a lot of the younger people that have gotten like leads in this show. Like you said, Rachel Gillette is a sophomore. Wade Schacht is a freshman playing Gomez. Like, it's so amazing. And I think double casting just really gives a lot of people an opportunity to grow.
So I know that some schools don't do double casting. Would you tell them that the experience has been positive for you then?
Definitely positive. I think that everyone should at least be double casted once in their life, because not only does it help you grow as a performer, it can be humbling, you know, to some people that might get a big ego from always getting a lead, or people that might be really nervous and they need somebody to look up to and like learn from. I think double casting is very necessary.
Okay, so Addams Family ended up being our choice this fall. What did you think about that choice of a show, and what about the show in particular do you like?
I love the acting in this show. It's very fun and very funny, and those are my favorite type of shows to watch. I remember seeing the Addams Family musical, and I've always wanted to do it because the acting really stood out to me. And I feel like with our show, we're taking the dancing to another level. I haven't seen that oftentimes in Addams Family because it's always so focused on the acting. But I feel like with our show, we're really exploring all the aspects of singing, acting, and dancing. So I'm really excited for that.
So our choreographer, Sarah Moore, has been here for a while. So you've got to work with her for the last few years. What has it been like working with a choreographer who works so closely with our program?
For me, I always haven't been the best dancer. And I feel like knowing somebody and being so close with a choreographer really helps you to try new things and not be afraid to be bold and make mistakes. If it was somebody who was really critical about every dance move you made, then I would feel so afraid to try anything new. And I feel like working with a choreographer who is so loving and kind, it really just helps you to figure out how you move as a person and your own rhythm.
I know one thing here at Central, we both, Shmore and I, we call her Shmore, we try to do is we try to help you guys grow as people, not just performers. So could you speak to that? Do you feel like that happens in our program?
Definitely. I remember after a show last year, you guys gave us cards, and they were very individual cards and spoke about all of our growth that we had had during that production. And just that kind of reassurance really just makes you feel so loved, and it makes you want to love other people back. And I feel like I was not the same person that I was freshman year, and I don't know who I would be now if I wasn't a part of this program. It's so tight-knit and loving, and I just love it so much.
Well, we have a lot of young people who sometimes are intimidated to go into the program, although we have some freshmen. It's still sometimes scary to people on the outside to think about the theater program. What kind of advice would you give to people who want to join the program?
Yeah, it can definitely be scary at first, but doing that first push will help you to push yourself in so many other aspects of your life that you could never even dream of, because just making that decision to tie up your shoes and go to rehearsal or to an audition or perform, like, that just gives you so much confidence, and you get so much love from other people and so much reassurance, and that'll help you to take risks in your own life.
All right, so Morticia's in a lot of different scenes in the show. Is there a particular song that's your favorite, and why or why not?
I really like Secrets. I feel like it really speaks true to her character. She's no nonsense, and her husband basically is at her beck and call, and I feel like that song really portrays that. And it's also, her style of singing is very old Hollywood, which I also haven't really had an experience to do, so I really enjoy that aspect of the song.
All right, so anything that you want to say to anybody who's thinking about going to see Addams Family?
You totally should. You should learn what it means to be an Addams.
All right. Now I'm here with Josiah and Wade, who are actually playing the character of Gomez. They're double cast in the roles. So I'm going to first ask you to introduce yourself and talk about what year you are in school, and tell me how you feel about being cast as Gomez.
Hi, I'm Josiah Zelke. I'm a junior at Sedan Payne Central High School, and I'm really loving the opportunity to play a role like Gomez.
Hi, I'm Wade Schacht. I'm a freshman here at Central, and I'd never seen the Addams Family before I auditioned for the show, but I did a little like reading beforehand, and after I've gotten to know the part, I've just really come to love it.
Okay, so one thing I'd been talking to Maddie about is the fact that we do a lot of double casting here at Central. So Josiah, have you been double cast before?
Yes, my first production here ever, I was double cast with the amazing Ricky Wilberg as Lord Farquaad in Shrek. That was a ton of fun.
And how did you feel about the double casting process?
It's really cool because most other shows I've done, I don't really get a chance to see another actor portray the same role, because when you see that, the two actors can really pick up on what the other is doing, and both performances are better as a result of it.
Wade, have you ever been double cast before?
I've never been double cast before, but it's a fun experience. I know I've definitely stolen some things from Josiah. He probably doesn't know I've stolen from him, but it's just a really interesting thing to do, to see. Maybe sometimes even when you see something that you did go up on stage when the other person does it, is one of the most gratifying feelings in the world. So it's fun.
Well, and Maddie talked about how she feels that one thing that helps us develop as a program is that younger people get to be in bigger roles when they're younger, because they get to be double cast and oftentimes then mentored by somebody who's older. Have you felt like Josiah has done that for you?
Absolutely. I don't know, it would have been tough if I would have, you know, just been thrust into this, but I mean, having Josiah here helping me through it has been absolutely, I don't know the word, but it's absolutely...
it's just absolutely priceless. Yes, right. So Josiah, you're fairly new to our program. You weren't here as a freshman. So how was entering Central High School for you?
I was expecting it to be a little daunting at first, but honestly, rehearsals pick up and they start very fast. And once rehearsals start, it's not really scary because you can just focus on your craft and you're surrounded by other people that are also just really into making the show as good as possible. So a lot of fears for me, at least, about fitting in socially were thrown out the window because we're all doing the same dance, we're all doing the same scene, the same song. We've all got a common goal, so unity is quite easy.
So one thing we talked about is how sometimes it's really intimidating to be in our program if you're a young person. So Wade, have you felt intimidated? Were you intimidated to audition? What was that like for you?
Well, you know, I've been watching Central Productions since I was probably 5 or 6, and I always thought, oh my God, they're so amazing. And obviously I got into musical theater later on, and so I was definitely a little bit intimidated to try out. But then once I got there and I saw all these people that I recognized from other stuff, and I saw I was comfortable with the song, and then once rehearsals started, I just felt, you know, all right, this is gonna be real fun. And so I'm just really excited at this point.
We also brought up Shmore, you know, Sarah Moore, our choreographer. How has dance been for you?
I've worked with Shmore once or twice before, but I mean, she knows how to get the most out of a cast. She's not like insanely strict, so we kind of like, you know, like kind of rebel or anything, but she keeps it fun, she keeps it light, but she keeps us on task, and I feel like I'm dancing better than I have in any other production so far, so, you know.
How about for you, Josiah, anything you would like to say about choreography?
I just love every chance I get to work with her. I worked with her a lot last year, and just I'm grateful for another opportunity.
Okay, so any favorite songs or moments from the show without giving too much away for either one of you?
Not today.
They don't mean that they don't know one today. They mean there's a song called Not Today. So what about that song, Josiah, do you like?
It's like the farthest from like a standard musical theater song in the sense like there's a small form, but it's deviated from very frequently. It's just there's a lot of chance for acting. There's a lot of character development in that one little 2-minute song, which is very nice.
All right. Wait, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, you can ask our music director. We spent a while trying to figure that song out. So it took me a while, which I thought, oh, I hate this song at the beginning. And then once I got it down and I was hearing myself sing it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun to do on stage. So I'm really excited for it.
So do you think people will recognize the traditional Addams Family when they see the musical, if they've never seen the musical before?
Yes. I feel like a large part of this production has been trying to recreate the original cartoon, but put in a new, fresh, like original, real way. And like one of our first full runs of the opening sequence, I was like, wow, this is really cool, because it's a mix between what the audience knows and what the audience doesn't know. It's very nice.
Okay. Anything else you want to say about high school theater so far? I know you're just dipping your toe in. You have many years to go.
Honestly, I can't say I've had a better musical theater experience so far, and I haven't even performed yet. So I'm just really excited to see what's going to happen if I blow it. I'm sorry, but I'm excited, and I just want to, you know, get out there and keep working.
So should people come see the show?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. Yes. It's going to be fun.
All right. Well, we're going to go on and hear some music next. Next, we're talking to Allie Miller and Sophia Urban about the role of Alice in the Addams Family. So first of all, if you guys would introduce yourselves, talk about your year in school, etc.
I'm Allie Miller. I'm a senior at Central.
And I'm Sophia Urban. I'm also a senior at Central.
So can you guys tell me what it's like to be in the Central High School theater program?
I mean, it's one of the best like experiences I've had in high school, and it's something that I'm very involved in. I've been involved in the past 4 years, very intensely, being in most of the shows, and it's always something that I enjoy as I kept coming back to it every year.
And for me, I've kind of been on the other side of it, where I've done kind of one show every year steadily, and this year I've decided to really go all in with theater because it's just something that I've enjoyed so much throughout my time at Central.
So one thing that you both have told me is that you are going to pursue theater related fields. Can you tell me what you think you're going to do?
I'm going to be going into theater arts, so that's kind of stepping away a little bit from the performance aspect of it and getting to explore a lot of different things you can do within the theater world, like directing, just production in general, dramaturgy, stuff like that.
And I'm going into the performance aspect of theater with a BFA in musical theater. So that'll be a lot of performing and learning about the art of not only singing, but acting and dancing as well. So that'll be really fun.
So one of the things we've been talking about is what it's like to be double cast, which is something we do a lot at Central. So Sophia, you've been double cast before?
Yes, in a farce we did, Fox on the Fairway, a few years ago. I was double cast with Kathy Lee, and we played the character Muriel, so that was really fun.
And so what do you think it brings to, or detracts from, if you think so, in double casting?
I think it actually brings a lot because you have another person to maybe bounce ideas off about character, or even just have another person to ask questions, or even just, it's nice to have another person to talk to about that character. It's not as much of an individual thing.
Okay. It's also really helped me because I think we have both kind of created a different view of our character, and we get to, like you said, bounce ideas off of each other, and we can be like, oh, well, I really like that, I'll integrate that into my performance, or, you know, I'm gonna take my own step on this and kind of be more myself through the character. And it just helps that we can be so different yet so similar at the same time. I think that's really a cool aspect of it.
I think it's really also very helpful in learning about the character and just learning about theater in general. To have another, being double cast with another person is really helpful with just the learning process, I think.
All right, so here at Central, one of the things we also do is we try to mentor our younger members. Did you guys feel like you were mentored? How are you doing at mentoring others?
I mean, I definitely feel like I was mentored. My freshman year, the senior class was really inviting and just kind of a more like light, bubbly atmosphere, and that really fit to what I was looking for. And as I've stepped into the shoes of being a senior, I've kind of wanted to create that same atmosphere of like positivity and just having fun while we're also getting work done and producing these awesome shows that we all get to be a part of together.
Yeah, I agree with Allie as well. I feel like I might have had a different experience, like when I was especially younger, since when I was a freshman, I was really quiet and like not really the best at talking to people myself. But once I got more involved in shows and stuff, the upperclassmen did really try to include me, and that was always something that I really appreciated and something that I always try to do for incoming freshmen or even just underclassmen who might need a little more push to talk to people more.
Okay, and so what about this particular show do you think might be appealing to a general audience?
I mean, there's a lot of really great musical and dance numbers, and it's also really funny. There's a lot of jokes in it, and the dances are really, really interesting, and there's a lot of different styles and things that we do, so it's really fun as an actor to do it, but also I think being double cast and being able to see the numbers is also really awesome.
Yeah, and it's definitely not what you expect. There's some twists and throughout the plot, and that's fun to just see what happens to what character, and this happens, but I didn't think this was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, also being double cast on your off night, when you're not performing Alice, you are an ancestor. So how has that been to kind of learn two parts at the same time?
Definitely a challenge, but one that was super fun to like accomplish, because sometimes when you're cast as a lead, you don't always get to be a part of the big group numbers, and you kind of watch from the backstage, you're like, oh, I wish I was doing that. But we really get to live the best of both worlds.
Yeah, it definitely is the best of both worlds, like being able to be in some of the really, really fun dances and also being able to have this really fun character. Is I'm really grateful for that.
All right, well, thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
So one of the special things about the show is that they talk a lot about how family's important, and obviously the title is Adam's Family. So we're going to try now and see if we can hear them sing a song called When You're in Adams.
Ah, the intoxicating smell of the graveyard. Once a year, we gather beneath our family tree under the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us celebrate what it is to be an Adams. Come to me, my luscious wife, oh, she of skin so pale, eyes so black, and dressed up down to Venezuela, and tell us what it is every Adams hopes for.
Darkness and grief and unspeakable sorrow.
Oh, I love it when you talk sexy. When you're an artist,
to put some poison in your day.
That's the way when you're an Adams.
You need to have a sense of humor. When you're an Adams,
you need to have a taste for death.
Who cares about the world outside and what it wants from you? When you're an Adams, you do what Adams always do.
More.
Will you love me forever and ever?
We shall be as besotted with each other as the night we met.
Our first date, you took me to see
Death of a Salesman.
How we laughed.
When you're an Adams, you gotta have a lot of passion. When you're an Adams,
you need to really love your wife
at least once a day.
You're happy when your toes are in the mud.
To explode.
Get more emotion.
Flip the switch.
And wait till things get hot.
When you're in Adams, you have to really stir the pot. So give us shadows and give us room. Broken glass in a motel room. Something fun we can all exhume and give it all tonight.
And now we summon our beloved ancestors. Why do we do this?
Because living or dead, family is still family.
One of the family members is Wednesday Adams, and she's always been a dark character, but has suddenly found a boy named Lucas. And so we're going to hear Ainsley Holland do a little bit of Pulled from the Adams family.
I'm not known for being too amused. My demeanor's locked in one position. See my face, I'm enthused. Suddenly, however, I've been puzzled. Bunny rabbits make me want to cry. All my inhibitions have been muzzled, and I think I know why. I'm being pulled in a new direction, but I think I like it. I think I like it. I'm being pulled in a new direction through my painful pursuit. Somehow birdies took root. All the things I detested, impossible. Spaces, Disney World, I'll go there twice. Butterflies and picnic lunches, bunches of chrysanthemums, lollipops and pillow fights at Christmas Eve, sugar plums, string quartets and Gia Pets and afternoon banana split, angels watching as I sit. Liberace's greatest hits have got me pulled in a new direction. They keep insisting they'll stop for the scene. The boy.
All right, and now we have with us Kia Sutherland, who is a senior in our program. So Kia, I wanted to ask you first, what is it like being an ancestor?
Being an ancestor is really extraordinary in this show because we were able to do background work where we created our own character and we elaborated on how we're connected to the Adams. And for my character, I am the caveman, so I am the first Adams. So it was cool to see how each character and ancestor relates back to me.
So there's a whole family tree that we did, right?
Yes, there is.
Okay. And so anything about dance? Are you enjoying the dance at all?
The dances are amazing, and our choreographer Shmore really went off on the dancing, and it helps us be who we are because we have it from a different point of view. Because first you see it in the family's point of view, but then having it in the ancestors and how we interact with one another is also thrown into that, which is pretty elaborate.
All right, so can you tell us, like, how can people come see the show?
You can see the show at Central High School in the auditorium on November 7th, 8th, and 9th at 7 p.m. and on Sunday the 10th at 2:30 p.m.
And do you think people should come see the show?
People should definitely come see the show because it'll give them a good thrill.
We're also being evaluated for state on Saturday the 9th, so we need an extra important and exuberant crowd. So come see us that night to hopefully advance us to state. Okay, so now I'm here with Ryan Pest, who is our vocal director for the show. So Ryan, tell me a little bit about your background.
I have a degree in vocal performance. I have a master's in acting. I recently moved here from LA where I was a private vocal teacher, private acting teacher, a performer, an educator, and now I'm here trying to do the same thing.
So this is at Central High School. What about these students have impressed you? What do you think they could still work on? Things like that.
I came in the first day and was floored by how talented they are. You've really cultivated a nice program here. They're hard workers and they just have a lot of natural ability that really has impressed me. I would say that they could, we need to work on some tone stuff and just sounding more like a group, a cohesive group. But we haven't had a whole lot of time together. I've only had a handful of rehearsals with them, but overall they're really, really impressing me and being this good, this far out, I have high hopes.
So one of the things that's different about this production is that for us, we're using recorded music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the stage tracks that come from the publisher. So tell me what you think about using recorded music.
I've only ever used backing tracks for big musicals. I don't mind it. I've learned how to manipulate them to where I can use them really, really well for the show, to where that it doesn't lose a lot of musicality. So I think it's a great tool. I also think having live orchestras is a great tool, but not everybody can have that. So when in doubt, I think it's a great thing to have.
So one of the reasons we're doing it is because we are hoping to travel with this to the state festival. Mm-hmm. And sometimes recorded music is easier than live music, just getting everything set up. So do you think this group has a chance of making it?
I think so. I've only ever worked with the state competitions in Alabama where I grew up. And looking at the talent that these kids have compared to back in the day, I think they have a chance. I mean, it is a talented, talented group. And if it doesn't cause some kind of buzz, I think they're crazy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. And thanks for your time with us today. And again, come see Central High School's production of Addams Family.
Come see it.
There it is. CU's presentation of Addams Family.
That's so cool.
Central High School.
I want to go.
Right. Well, why wouldn't you want to go?
I want to.
You know what? That was CU at the show.
Creepy and they're kooky.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah, you like the old ones, like the old vintage black and whites, right?
I like it all, actually.
You like it all?
Yeah.
That's good.
I haven't seen the new movie.
I haven't really either.
But, you know, obviously I want to see this production before I see the new movie.
Hey, you know what? We should get into the start of the next hour. Am I correct?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, let's do that.